That is, I think, the essential key which all of you who think about the problem of maintaining civil liberties must bear in mind. Tolerance. Tolerance of the ideas that you distrust and of which you disapprove is the basis for the civil liberties which are a source of strength, which have been the genius of American growth and American greatness. I once heard Alexander Micheljohn say that freedom is not a gift, it is an achievement. And all of us are under the obligation, day after day, to re-achieve it, to keep it nourished and watered and alive. How are we to do that? I think we can make our most significant individual contribution to the maintenance of freedom through remembering that that freedom rests upon tolerance. Tolerance of ideas that you happen to agree with is as easy, of course, as charity that entails no sacrifice. But what is important is tolerance of the ideas that you distrust. What is important is the maintenance of a faith that the best way to deal with bad ideas is by bringing them out in the open where they can be dealt with by good ideas. The best antidote for poisonous notions lies in healthy notions. The best way to meet the problems of a nation is to discuss them and to resolve the conflicts about them. The best way to ensure national unity is to let everybody be heard, to give everyone a chance to win his way if his cause has merit. And the maintenance of that kind of tolerance is, I think, the obligation which each one of you has to the great and rich political inheritance which is yours. I think that if we preserve freedom of conscience, freedom of expression, freedom of association in the United States, that those civil liberties which will give to us as a nation precisely the margin of superiority over totalitarianism which we need for our national survival. Those liberties have a survival value. That is to say, they give us a kind of strength which the totalitarians do not possess. And in the long, hard struggle, the Cold War, if you don't mind my using that cliche, which is taking place and which is likely to take place for a long time between the free societies and the totalitarian societies. Civil liberties of the free people will give them the edge that they need to win that Cold War, to endure beyond the endurance of the totalitarian. Well, the maintenance of those freedoms depends upon us, depends upon you as the young people who will, before very long, assume responsibility and authority for the guidance of this nation. I'm not fearful about about this group. I heard enough last night to know that kind of tolerance has been bred into you, and you must be the bearers of it. I'm going to close by saying something to you that Walt Kelly, you know, is the philosopher who operates through a cartoon called Pogo, and says through Pogo some wonderful things. Let me close by saying to you something that Walt Kelly said better than I know how to say it. It may be, he said, it may be that on this very ground, with small flags flying and tinny blasts from tiny trumpets, we shall meet the enemy. And not only may he be ours, he may be us.